This is your wake-up call. If you could change one thing that would make a difference in surviving an economic crisis, what would it be? I'd vote for changing your attitude, your mindset, how you see things. Instead of seeing this as a down economy, think of it as an opportunity economy. God gives us the ability to create wealth according to the writer of Deuteronomy. Innovation, creative ideas flow through a positive mind that sees a silver lining among dark clouds or gold among the dust. Many successful corporations began during a recession and a depression. Microsoft and Federal Express are examples. Even the game Trivial Pursuit. There were two unemployed friends who developed the game at a time when people were tightening their belts with very little money to spend on entertainment outside of the home. They saw the need and they met it. Lifetime wealth. God gives us the ability to create wealth. When you find a need and meet it, develop an idea that helps people solve problems, or create a concept that saves people time and money. This is an opportunity economy. Come on, declare it and live it. There's an old pen and ink drawing by an artist by the name of Thomas Stockett of my grandfather, Carl Murphy. He was lighting one candle in the dark. In the glow of the candle, it illuminated his face and the space around him. And that's what hope does. It lights a candle in the darkness and illuminates you and the space around you. Fear tries to blow that candle out, but those of us who have hung out with the Lord long enough know how to keep an extra pack of matches at hand. There is an innovative idea waiting for you today. Don't let it pass you by. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Thank you.